Rise and Shout Podcast, CougarFan.com. I don't know. Something. Is this a bad way to start episode 400? I can't even get the podcast name right. CougarFan.com.
Pretty much par for the course, everybody. Welcome to the show.
CougarFan.com, Rise and Shout Podcast, episode 400. Get all of your Cougar news at CougarFan.com. Matt, welcome to episode 400.
And you almost called it episode 100. So we're off to just a roaring start here tonight, aren't we?
This is good. Well, here we've got so many tweet bag questions tonight that I think it's just, let's just jump right in, climb in.
Our tweet bag runneth over.
Yes. So
tweet bag.
Yeah, let's go to the tweet bag. And appropriately, we're starting it with Mr. Justin Sweeney.
Sweeney!
That's at Justin D. Sweeney on Twitter. And you can tweet at us at BYU underscore Rice Show.
Hold on, did you just almost call him Justin C. Dweeney?
I don't know what I did. I don't know. I'm so excited. I'm like amped.
Justin C. Dweeney.
I'm like amped and like I'm hysterical. I'm so excited about episode 400.
It's like it's Justin's like arch nemesis / alter ego.
Yes.
Like it's the evil version of Justin.
B. Dweeney. All right, here we go. From Sweeney. Super hard question here. Which state do the Kansas City Chiefs play in, Kansas or Missouri? Hashtag tweetbag, hashtag stable genius. Matt, can you answer that geography question for us?
Well, it's tough because you may have missed the announcement, but they recently made a change to the United States map. It'll be coming out in all of the maps you see published from here on out, just with a Sharpie that extends the boundary of the state of Kansas to include the wonderful city of Kansas City.
Now, I am not defending the president of the United States' knowledge of where the Kansas City Chiefs play. I will say this, recently moved to Kansas. I would guess a majority of Americans do not know Kansas City is in Missouri, based on lots of conversations I've had before and after moving to Kansas.
You think it's higher than 50%, the people who'd make that mistake? Now, I agree with you. It's high.
Higher than 50%. Oh, yes. I can't.
Because it's not an uncommon, that's not an uncommon mistake. And we all know, like, yeah, none of us is perfect.
So here's the thing. When we were moving down here, at least 8 out of 10 people would say this to us. Oh, are you moving to Kansas City? And I would say each time, well, Kansas City, most of it, is actually in Missouri. 8 out of 10 people I said that to did not know that. And these were educated people in Minnesota.
Well, the thing is, they're trying to think of the name of a city in Kansas, and that's the only one they can come up with.
The only two things they can say about Kansas is Kansas City, which actually most of it, and the place where you would go and visit, like we did on our boys' weekend, is in Missouri.
Great town.
Great town. Great awesome town.
Great barbecue.
Great barbecue. Great the World War I Museum. I wish we had had more time.
It was amazing.
We didn't get to explore all of it. The Negro League Museum was
that
awesome.
Was fun.
Really cool. And the barbecue, of course, that used to be called Oklahoma Joe's and now is called Kansas City Joe's, by the way. They rebranded.
Fitting. Fitting.
Yeah, fitting. Makes sense. Anyway, people, the two things was Kansas City and tornadoes, which is also funny because Tornado Alley is no longer really Kansas. It's mostly Oklahoma. So it is kind of funny, right? All those things. But anyway, let's talk a little bit more about the Super Bowl. John Brain, that's at Johnny D. Dangerman. He says, thoughts on the CAPAC commercial from the Super Bowl? Did you take it back
to
your
Super
roots?
Bowl.
As part of the 400 celebration, you really should bring back Boston Batman. Which I will later in the episode. He's coming back.
My favorite part is when they had, what's that guy's name? Is it John Krasinski? What's
John
his name?
Krasinski.
The actor from,
John Krasinski.
When he told, when he's like, hey, stop being a smarty pants.
Stop
when
being
we all
a
know
pants.
That smarty pants is not the phrase. Now, I'm not saying what the phrase is, but it's not smarty pants.
It is not smarty pants. And the first time I watched it, I thought he was going to say the other phrase.
I was kind of hoping he would.
So I had people at work.
There was far too little profanity in the commercial to make it truly authentic, but it was very funny.
So I had several people say to me, well, neither of those guys are from Boston. Krasinski was born in Boston.
Yeah, this is false.
As was Chris Evans.
Yep.
Chris Evans went to Lincoln Sudbury High School. He is 100% a Bostonian.
The only person in that video that's not didn't like grow up in Boston was Big Poppy.
Correct.
But I mean, but who's going to call him not a Bostonian at this point?
I mean, he is by all things, he is a Bostonian. And by the way, Krasinski's a huge fan of the Pats, the Bruins, and the Sox.
Because he's got good taste in sports.
He does. And he hates the Yankees.
Like I said.
I have to assume at this point that Emily Blunt is also a fan of all those teams. I'm just going to assume it.
Look, I would hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Division like that in a marriage can be tough.
Well, and she's from England. What does she care, right? She doesn't care.
I mean, just not care.
Yeah. I mean, who's your favorite? Is she a Liverpool fan? That's what we need to know.
I worry more about the potential conflict of them standing on separate sides of the American Revolution.
Yeah, I think that's been over for a while, dude.
But if they can get over that, they can get over a split about the Red Sox.
It's true. No, they can't. No, they can't. I thought that was the best commercial. Do you have any other commercials you really liked? But that was my favorite. But again, we're both from there.
Bill Murray, Groundhog's Day.
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. It was so good.
Very well done. So good. And then what's the guy, Chris Day, who was in the Tide commercial that then kept showing up in all of the other commercials?
Yes, I liked most of those.
On his shirt. Yeah. That was a good gag. And the P&G commercial, which was like every product under the sun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like he just kept showing up with this stain on his shirt. I thought that was funny.
I thought the P&G commercial was hilarious and a complete and total, as a marketer, waste of money.
Oh, 100%.
I think you just lit that money on fire if you're P&G. Because I don't think people will remember what all the products were. But I thought the Tide commercial, which is also P&G, was genius. People
right.
will remember that one for sure. I packed it and I unpacked it. Dorchester? Foxborough?
Swampskin?
Swampskin.
Worcester?
Revere? He packed it and he unpacked it.
He's got Smart Pack.
All right.
Can't pack it. Yeah.
So let's talk about the halftime show, which I thought was terrible. But Shane McDougal on Facebook, and if you want to join the conversation on Facebook, it's facebook.com/writingshout. Did you know that Shakira is half Lebanese and half Colombian? That's an excellent genetic mix. I'm not sure what to do with that, Shane.
Where are you headed with it, Shane?
We've usually stayed away from these kind of topics. So here we are on episode 400.
So I turned to my son, my 15-year-old freshman in high school son.
I don't know where this is going, but okay.
As the show kind of was kicking off, and I said, you know what's funny here? You could have had this same show with these same performers in 1999, and they would have done the same songs, and it would have looked almost exactly like this.
Yes.
And then I said, what's wrong? What is wrong with your generation? Why can't you guys come up with your own halftime show?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
And then I remembered that 20 years ago we got the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, yeah. So it's always older stuff, right? Yeah, my 13-year-old daughter was like, "It's pretty entertaining. I wish they had more clothes." That's what she said.
Actually, then the joke that my son cracked was this: when they came out, when they first started, he's like, "Oh, geez, they really cut the budget for the halftime show this year." And I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "Look, they can't afford to put pants on any of those people."
Yeah, yeah. Just one pant leg. That's all they could afford.
Like, I was like, I'm proud of you. Proud of you, son. That was a total dad joke, and I loved it.
Yeah, it was terrific. So anyway, staying in the Super Bowl, should Brady be fined for his Super Bowl commercial shenanigans? Good grief, says Shane. Shenanigans? It was stupid. It was a stupid commercial, right?
Yeah, it was a dumb gig. Did anybody really believe he was going to actually make an announcement there?
No, it was stupid.
I mean, even though he prefaced it on Instagram or whatever a couple days before, he wasn't going to. There wasn't going to be an announcement.
No, you don't buy a Super Bowl ad to make an announcement.
No.
So, So then Shane ends with, what should TJ's nickname be? I think he's talking about Mr. Haas, I'm assuming.
Right? Yeah, I'm assuming, based on the two nicknames that he suggests. Yes.
Skinny Powder Assassin or Baby Boss Assassin? How about just Baby Boss? Why do we need Assassin?
I like Skinny Powder Assassin, as in as if the character from Powder wasn't already skinny. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what he's getting at there, but I would just go with the accountant.
The accountant, right? Because
there was that movie, right, where the guy was Ben an accountant, Affleck. But he was actually an assassin.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but it's highly entertaining. Accountant.
Yeah, I've not seen it either.
I've not seen it,
but
it's really
that's
good.
What TJ Haas is. He looks like he's shown up. He's here from H&R Block to do your taxes.
Yes.
But what he's actually here to do is shoot threes.
Stabs St. Mary's in the heart. So before we move off the Super Bowl, what did you think of the Super Bowl overall? It was very entertaining, I thought.
Very entertaining. I thought the playoffs overall this year were great. Tons of fun.
Tons of fun. Patrick Mahomes has a very mediocre game and still wins the Super Bowl. Because he's that
future
good.
Hall of Famer Patrick Mahomes.
Oh my gosh, he is so good. He is so good.
How long did he and Andy Reid make this run?
It's probably just 1 year.
Oh, I think they're going to be good for a decade. I don't know how many Super Bowls they win, but they're going to be in the hunt for the next 10 years.
Nobody's good for a decade, dude. That doesn't happen. I mean, in our lifetimes, how many teams were good for a decade? The
just
Pats?
One, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
That's it. So they're not going to be good for a decade. That's not probable. Them being good next year is probably pretty high, but they're going to have to pay Mahomes a ton of money. And no, this has been all over the place. Did we talk about this 2 weeks ago? Teams don't make the Super Bowl if their quarterback's one of the top three or four top paid quarterbacks.
Right. Once you pay him, you got problems.
You got too much of your cap space. And Brady always went under market. I mean, that is maybe the most underrated thing about Tom Brady, is that he never got paid, but he didn't need to, and quite frankly, none of them really do once you get to that level. But anyway, they should be good. The Niners, I mean, are they going to be good next year? I don't know. They were terrible last year. They're a team, people are like, oh, they'll be here next year. They say that every year. And guess what usually happens? Where are the Eagles from 2 years ago? Nowhere. Right?
Because they got rid of Nick Foles.
Yeah, how's he doing? But look at that's why if you're a Ravens fan, this year stinks. Right? Because you just don't know in the NFL who's going to be good next year. Right? I mean, think of, remember the Vikings team? What was that, 98, 99? They were like 15-1 or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't. They weren't good. I mean, they had a few good years, but they never reached that apex again. You know, Trent Dilfer and that awesome Ravens team that won the Super Bowl, everyone was like, that defense is so good, they'll be here every year. Nope. They weren't there every year. It's hard. It's hard to stay good. I hope the Chiefs are good for a decade. I hope you're right. But Andy Reid's not going to stay around for another decade, is he?
Well, he will if he keeps winning like this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a lot of cheeseburgers.
Great job by him. Great job by him. By the way, so Randy Whittle on Facebook has this question. Does the St. Mary's win give us a lock on a tourney bid? Assuming we don't have any more conference losses except Gonzaga. Then you just answered your question. No. Because we could have a bunch of other losses. I don't think we will. But it's not a lock yet. It's still too much to go. Also, how could you leave Tenet, the new Christopher Nolan film, off your most anticipated movie list? Because we're idiots. That's wild.
I think I even saw it on a list that I was looking at and just didn't bring it.
I just missed it. I didn't see it. Sincerest apologies, Randy. That was just stupid that we missed it. What do you think? Do we have that scenario? You just lose to Gonzaga. And we got a couple other questions on this. So should I read the other questions?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Okay.
So Wade Hillam asks similar things. Says, I felt that the St. Mary's game was almost a must win for the tourney. After the San Francisco loss, we needed a quality win. I feel as long as we win one game in the WCC tourney and don't lose to anyone else but the Zags, we're in. Also, can you think of a better 24 hours for a BYU athlete ever than TJ Haws over Saturday and Sunday, hit arguably the biggest shot of his career, and became a dad all in 24 hours? So cool. That is pretty cool. And then Vacaviti on Twitter says, Hoops, one win in the NCAA tourney, over-under. We'll come back to that one. Sorry, I thought that one was about the St. Mary's game. I start reading. Okay, so is this a lock? Was that a must-win game? What is your take?
So I believe that was a must-win game. I don't know that it locks us in. You know, there's some other stuff that we do we can't just assume are foregone conclusions at this point. But if we wanted to get in, we had to win that game. And we did.
I don't think we had to. I think we would have been one of those weird bubble teams that needed a deep run in your WCC tournament and some other things to happen for us. So I don't know if it was a must win. It was
especially, Adam, when you get to this, like, you need other things to happen for us stuff, it's like, you can't control any of that. So
well, that's
I,
what
that's,
I'm saying. Anyway. Right, yeah, yeah. But I think this was a massive win for the program, and I think, I don't know what next year's going to look like because we lose so much, right? It's hard to project to next year, but I feel like this was beating St. Mary's at home, hanging with Gonzaga. Like, where has this team come from? Right? Like, we have, where did Gary's question go? Did I delete Gary's question? About us being...
No, you skipped past it.
Oh. I just skipped.
Yeah, so he asks, has BYU ever been top five top 10 in 3-point percentage?
Yeah. I mean,
and can you believe we're number one in the country with almost this same team? So what's the difference? You know, and you, how do we get from where we were a year ago to this?
Well, a lot the same, but Toulson makes a big difference. Okay, so a lot the same. Last year we were terrible. I can't explain it. It's got to be coaching, right? It's got to be the offensive system.
I think it's a combination. Yeah, I think there's an offensive system. You got a couple of new players in here. That are meaningful contributors. You know, getting Childs back obviously is a big deal.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But it's a lock in. You know, basketball is it's a little bit different than a lot of other sports in that you can turn a basketball team around much more quickly. And you know, we've talked about that before, but usually in the context of it's just, you know, you just need those five guys, and you know, and so it's not like you're having to replace an entire 11 man offense or defense. And so, but here you just added a couple of new pieces that filled in some holes and that made a world of difference.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing. I think, you know, he's playing really, you know, eight guys today, right? Is what he's playing. And I think people will say, I want a deep rotation. I don't. I think Rose got into trouble the last few years by playing too many people. And the minutes, the quality of the total minutes, right, that you play in a game was down. That two, you know, that, you know, 40 minutes, five guys, right? You have so many minutes in the game. And I think we didn't have it. I think Pope has really figured out what the rotation is.
And that was something we talked a lot the last few years about how it felt like it took, you know, it took you a week or two into conference play before you really could tell what the rotation was going to look like.
Yeah.
Pope just didn't take that approach.
Yeah. And Childs and Toulson are clearly our two best players, right? I mean, yep. Childs is level one, Toulson's level two. And then you've got, I don't know, Celius, Barcelo, and Haws at level three. Despite Haws' great clutch three-pointer. But, I mean, this team belongs to Toulson and Childs. I mean, especially offensively. They're the ones that make this whole thing go. Anyway, any other question? Any other comments on the St. Mary's game?
I think we've covered it.
Vacaviti's question, Hoops, one win in the NCAA tourney, over or under. I got to probably take the under.
Yeah, I'd take the under there.
We're going to be a 9 or 10 seed. I'll take the over.
No, well, it's the 400th episode. The line isn't at 1. The line's at 0.5.
Fine, I'm taking the
over. If you're going to call an over-under, the line here is at 0.5.
And I'm taking the over.
0.5, I take the over. At 1, I'm not. I can't take the over at 1. And at 1.5, I'm definitely not taking it, right?
Well, he's saying 0.5. He just didn't write it that
so,
way.
So, yeah, I'd say, I think 1. Yeah, I think we're good for a win.
I think we're good for a win. I think we'll surprise people.
The seeding is going to be crucial, right? Because we're not, if you're not like a top 4, 5, 6 team, I'd say if you're not a top 16 team, right, overall, the seeding becomes such a big deal.
Yeah, the matchup of who you end up against, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, Aaron Chesley on email, and if you want to email us, you can do that at risingshoutpod@gmail.com. He's got a couple of questions for us, basketball related. Do you think that Coach Pope will be able to recruit big men? Do you feel that the 3-5 position has been looked over by Coach Rose, or possibly didn't have the assistance to coach it when Pope wasn't there? And then he ends it with, we have seen this year that the lack of depth in the height of the roster has been detrimental. Do you agree? Love your show. Thanks, Aaron. Recruiting big men in modern college basketball is tough because they just – I don't know what the question means precisely because there's so many different big men nowadays, right? Style wise.
The game is changing too, yeah. Right? I mean, even if you had a dominant big man, right? Say you go out and get Shaquille O'Neal, nobody's running an offense through somebody like that anymore. People just aren't doing it.
Well, we're doing it with Childs. And we did it with Mika a couple years ago.
Okay, we did it with Mika a couple years ago. I do feel like Childs is a little bit different.
Yeah, there's been some of that. I hear what you're saying. There's just so many big guys now that want to step out and be Kevin Durant.
Right? Yes.
And shoot threes and take people off the dribble. And yeah, they'll put their back to the basket on occasion. But I think there just aren't many guys who do what, like, Mika was like a throwback, right? Back to the basket, big guy, didn't ever really handle the ball, right? On like a fast break, he wouldn't run it. Childs is like a hybrid, right? He can do both.
Right.
And certainly with his three-point shooting has improved. And quite frankly, he is... to me, exactly why Mika should have stayed in school. And now Mika's making the G League and all that stuff. I think Mika makes an NBA roster if he stays one or two more seasons. I think he made a massive mistake for his career. And I think Childs is the example of that. He's going to be much more highly valued by NBA scouts after this season, even as truncated as it has been. I
agree, and I think if I think about the difference now between what was happening with Coach Rose, I don't know if it was a coaching issue, I think it was just a philosophy difference.
Yeah, sure.
Coach Rose was just trying to play a different type of basketball, and and he's trying to take advantage of what he can recruit, right? So when he had Mika, we played it that way, but when there wasn't somebody like that available, he tried to put something else together.
Yeah, and to Aaron's point, I think a lack of height, especially before Childs was able to play, was a problem.
Oh, yeah, we've definitely felt that, for sure.
I mean, you had to transform Celius into a wing guy, into a post guy, right? And he's a weird post guy because he still pops out and shoots threes, but that's the modern game, right? But you've turned him
between that and the
haircut, rebounder.
He's definitely a weird post guy.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thank you, Aaron, for that. All right. Our big why today is the 400th episode because we got a bunch of stuff from you guys.
Oh,
the 400th
you guys
episode.
Delivered. Delivered.
So, Matt, here's a fact for you. Ready for a fact?
I love facts.
400 episodes, 399 technically, because this is 400. 326,155 total downloads of this show.
Wow, look at us go.
It's a lot of downloads. And Sweeney's got like 300,000 of those.
Sweeney's just at home like, I'm going to download that episode again.
Download it again. I've got it on the iPod. I got it on the phone. I got it on the PC. You know, I got it on the work phone and the work PC. Gotta get it. Gotta get it. Jerem Jordan says, congrats on 400. Thank you, friend of the podcast, Jerem Jordan.
Friend of the podcast, Jerem Jordan, has contributed to that number 400. He's been on quite a number of shows.
Yeah, how many shows?
Is he in the lead?
Yeah, let me go get to the guest.
Because I remember he wanted to pass Greg, and I don't know that he did or not. I just can't remember.
I'm pretty sure he did. He has been on 25 episodes. Greg Rebell, 23. Brandon, Jay Drew, 21. And Brandon Gurney, 20. That's your top four guests of all time. Nobody else is in double digits. I mean, Jerem Jordan in 2015 was on the show 8 times. Now, we don't do guests much anymore.
No, we don't.
And that has
to, we should.
Well, that mostly has to do with my work schedule. It's very hard for me to schedule. At the time when we first started this, I had a much more flexible job. And I could even sometimes do interviews during the day. Really hard. And we've got kids that have stuff. Like, what's with that? Huh?
Oh, my gosh. So much stuff.
Who decides to have 5 kids anyway? Oy.
Crazy people.
A lot of kids. So, anyway, Matt, those are some facts. And congrats from Jerem. Andre Hutchins on Facebook says, congrats on episode 400. That is quite the milestone. Thank you for the work you both put in every week to bring us fans entertaining BYU content. No tweet bag question for me, just a big thank you. Well, thank you, Andre. And I guess, is the tofu beef done? Are you burying the hatchet?
I'm willing to set it aside for episode 400.
All right. Nice.
But we're going to pick that right back up in episode 401.
Absolutely. 401, right back at it. All right, Clayton Smiley has an email for us. He says, congrats on the 400th. That takes a lot of dedication, and you've not let your show become stale. Fidos to you? Fidos? Is that a thing?
Sure. I'll take it.
Kudos? Fidos? I don't know. Maybe that's a thing. You asked for suggestions of what to talk about during the episode. Maybe you could replay your breakdown of our win against Utah in football. Oh, wait. We have not covered a win against Utah in the entire existence of this podcast.
Maybe we're the problem. What if we're the problem?
Cancel the show! It's been that long. That is very painful, Clayton says. On another note, you both missed the best movie in July 2020, Tenet.
Another chastisement there.
Any movie by Christopher Nolan is going to be worth seeing. Totally agree. Keep up the baseball talk. Don't let the naysayers knock you off course. Oh, I forgot another movie-related tweetbag question. Where is it? The one about Joker. Know.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Where is it? You found it?
No. Am I supposed to be looking?
What do you do on this show? Come on, buddy.
I click pins to make it harder for you to edit. Earlier today, I was twirling a rock on my desk. That's going to be fun to try and get that noise out of the background.
I appreciate that.
These are the things that I do. These are my contributions to the show.
Eric at Eric on Twitter says, the most anticipated Marvel movie this year. This has nothing to do with the 400th episode. I just didn't put it in the agenda. Nominees, New Mutants, Black Widow, Morbius, Venom 2, or The Eternals. Matt, to me, that's Black Widow, and it's not close. The Eternals.
If I look at his list here, it's Black Widow.
I liked the first Venom. And then will Joker be the first comic book movie to win Best Picture this Sunday? No. 1917 is going to win Best Picture.
Yeah, I think you're probably right there.
So that's that one. And then Nicoletto had one that's at Nicoletto on Twitter. What are the odds that Boise State moves to AAC and BYU stays independent? I'd say pretty good.
I feel like that's the likely outcome here.
What are the odds BYU wins greater than 6 games this season? I'd say pretty good. We talked about that a month ago or so. What are the odds BYU men's hoop wins a game in the tourney? Pretty good. Am I sounding like overly optimistic for episode 400?
Yeah, we're basically all in on every one of on these everything. Things.
We're all in on everything. Okay, that's awesome. And then Clayton says this also, keep up the baseball talk. Don't let the naysayers, Sweeney, knock you off course. Well, thank you, Clayton. We will. We will keep up the baseball talk. Our brother Don makes an appearance here. He says,
did he send his submission in English?
He did not. It's in Klingon, but I translated it with Google Translate.
Excellent.
Do you have a favorite episode? I don't have a favorite episode. I did love when we did those episodes. It was 180s and the 190s when we wove in musical references based on if it was like 181, wasn't it the 180s or was it 280s?
Was it 180s? Was it 200 shows ago that we were doing that gag? I feel like it was 180s.
Like 180s, like 181, we had to weave in the top 20 songs, lyrics, and titles into the show
from 1981.
That was
a brilliant gag. I don't know where we came up with that, but that was brilliant.
I'm pretty sure you came up with it, and I hate giving you credit for anything.
Probably did.
So, and favorite guest. Oh, did you have a favorite episode? Sorry.
I remember there was a rash of shows sometime, I believe, in 2011
We didn't
on air.
Do the podcast in 2011.
2013?
I think it was 13 or 14.
I just remember being on a bus.
Yes. Yes.
And so I got the giggles when we were recording the show. I was listening to the show the next day on the bus, and I had a laughing attack on the bus.
Yeah. And one of the listeners, I forget who it was, also said they had a laughing attack on the bus.
Yeah, and somebody sent us a note, and they were like, "I feel like I'm listening to my parents laugh about something, and we don't know what they're laughing at, but it's just funny because they're laughing."
Yeah, it's pretty good. Favorite guest? That's like picking your favorite kid. Jaron.
Yeah, I can't do that. I think Don's hoping that it's him.
Jaron Jordan. You know, I honestly would have to say Jerem just because of the chemistry he and I have. We could like do a show, the two of us.
Well, and Jerem has long been an enthusiastic supporter of what we're doing, which we obviously appreciate.
And I have to say, Greg Rebell came on this show when we were just two dudes, and we could measure the downloads in the dozens.
Yeah, and he was still like, sure, I'll come on this show.
Yeah, super nice. Dick Harmon, who, to be fair, I've known Dick for a long time, so that one's a little different.
Jay Drew's come on a lot.
Though Jay Drew used to be my boss, so that was nice of him a long time ago, and I worked with Dick. But Jerem, I just contacted him on social media and asked him to come on, and he just came on.
And they remember when you went out to Utah and they had you come by and see the studio and all this.
I got blue goggles.
I mean, I think that
a t-shirt.
Yeah, I think BYU fans and maybe all college sports teams have, you know, this type of chemistry among their, you know, the real media, not us, but like the real media that cover it and how cool these guys are. But that's a pretty cool group of people that are all willing to come on here. Awesome. I mean, Gurney comes on, is able to talk to things that we don't see around recruiting and other stuff. I mean, it's just cool to be able to access that.
Yeah, and Spencer Linton has been on with his hair.
Spencer, who like wants to catch up to Jordan, but let's be honest, Spencer's never going to be on 25 shows.
He's never going to be on 25 shows. And You know, Dick Harmon was on nine, has been on nine. Franchuk came on four or five times. We had Bill
Oh, yeah,
Connolly.
Franchuk.
Bill Connolly was a great guest. I've really had a hard time scheduling him. When he came on a few times, he wasn't as big as he became over time. You know, so you know, we've had a lot of fun guests over the years, and we did have Mitch Matthews when the BYU Sports Information Department made a mistake and granted me an interview.
Yeah, I cannot believe that worked.
After he caught the pass against Nebraska,
I think they were letting him interview with basically anybody after he caught that pass.
They brought the standards way down. Brought the standards way down. So Sweeney has a 400 related question for us.
I feel like his question looks like a Mad Lib.
Yes. So here we go. I want some predictions in the next 400 episodes. Now that's assuming a lot, right? Another 400 episodes.
I'm gonna have all of my jokes to these are all of my answers to these are jokes.
I'll have multiple kids
none of my
college
answers
by
are
this
serious.
Point. All right.
None of these are serious.
No, BYU will blank in the next 400 episodes.
Beat Utah.
Still exist. All right. Adam will blank.
Have another kid.
Shut up. You're a jerk. Have another kid. Dork. I was going to say Adam will continue to be awesome.
Same thing.
Matt will blank.
Probably move.
I was going to say.
I just can't stop moving. In the past 400 episodes, I've lived in. If you count both times I've lived in Texas, I've lived in five different states. And I've probably lived in 10 different addresses since we started doing this show.
Yeah, you've moved all over. I've only moved. Was I in Wisconsin when we started this?
You were in Wisconsin when we started.
Yeah.
And I was in Virginia.
I've lived in three different states. Heck, you went to grad school while we were doing this show. Yeah, that's pretty amazing actually. All right.
Yeah, I finished a degree while we were doing this.
I was going to say crazy. Matt will flip-flop on Riley Nelson again.
That's actually probable.
Okay, Don will blank.
Tell someone to get off his lawn.
Never get on the show again. All right, the USA will blank.
Win every men's basketball gold medal.
Conquer Canada. We're going to invade. I thought that would be funny. You hate Canada.
I love Canada. It's what is there to not like about the 51st state?
Yeah. All right. So you think we already conquered it. MLB will blank.
Get rid of umpires. And that one I'm kind of serious about. Let the robots do it.
Continue just to be awesome. It. The best sport, professional sport on the planet. I don't know. Patriots will cheat blank more times.
He didn't say blank. He put a number in.
Yeah, I don't care about his stupid number.
He's a smarty pants.
He's a smarty pants.
Smarty pants. Don't be such a smarty pants.
All right. So that was a good one. Thank you, Justin. Well, we have been... I'm going to say this, and without trying to get verklempt here, we have been honored by all of you guys, by all of the listeners that we have, and we appreciate it. And several of them put together a list of the top 10 things that have happened in the podcast history. So we're now going to work through that, Matt, over the next 20 minutes or so.
Because it's hilarious.
All right. So this comes from Gary Payne, Jeremy, Johnny, and Richard Ashton.
I believe this is a direct reference to one of the things that they mentioned. Yeah, is you're going to botch the explanation of this.
Of course I am. Of course I am. The Ashton brothers, Chase Blyle, Tyler Anderson, and Brad Anderson, who also might be related. I don't actually know. So this group
are
got together.
Chase's last name correctly? Yeah. I mean, is that the way that's pronounced?
Blyle?
I don't.
Yeah, I think so. I think we already covered this.
Yeah, I think we did, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Now that I say it out loud, I think I've asked this question before.
This isn't like Gunwalaku, where I said it wrong for like a year and a half.
Yep.
All right. Honorable mentions to the top 10 in no particular order. Are you ready, Matt?
Oh, I'm ready.
Judi Dench. And how awesome it would be to have all of her movies. But he put that under recency bias.
That was brilliant when I came up with that one.
It was actually pretty good. It was actually pretty good. Discussing the invincibility of Jason Bourne. We've done that on at least 4 episodes, I would guess.
Oh, at least 4.
So it's got to be like 5% of episodes we talk about Jason Bourne, I bet.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right. Adam's very reliable opening of a Dr. Pepper at any random point in the show.
Oh, I gave you the opening right there.
Not drinking.
I was positive you were going to crack one open right there.
Too predictable, man. Too predictable. You got to keep people on your toes. I don't do it when people are going to predict it. That's not how this works. By the way, I've actually stopped drinking a lot of Dr. Pepper at night when I'm staying up to record a podcast till 11 at night. You know,
you get a little trouble with the sleepy time when you do that.
Yeah. Yeah. A reference to the Utah basketball coach as he who must not be named.
Another stroke of brilliance.
Voldemort.
But you know who I thank for that? Do you know who I thank for that?
Who? Me.
Tom Homo.
Oh.
And his Voldemort Halloween costume.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right. You're right. All right. Okay. Discussing Dawn's mission to the planet Klingon.
I think it's important to share spiritual experiences on the show.
Yes, I do.
A lot of great stories from the Klingons.
We talk about that. We talk about lots of spiritual experiences.
It was the best 2 years of his life.
Now, to be fair, his mission was to, what is it? How is it that planet pronounced on? Kronos? Konos?
Kronos, isn't that the timekeeping tech software?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not actually called Klingon.
I don't know what the name of the planet is. Are you really thinking I'm going to know the name of the planet the Klingons are from?
I said Dawn. He's not here, but he'll answer it for us.
Oh, he will. I'll get that text about 7:15 tomorrow morning when he fires up the show.
That's right. Hearing Matt say Sweeney, Tweetbag, and Go Cougars so consistently that we think it's recorded.
Just that good.
My wife, one time when she listened to the show for a while, said, so do you just play that, press play, or add that in later? I'm like, no, he says it every time. Every time. I've never used it except the one time I recorded it by myself. I used your voice once.
And I'll be honest, my tweet bags, the last several shows have been a little lackluster.
Last several years, quite frankly.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That hurt a little bit.
Speaking of you, Matt's flip-flop on Riley Nelson.
Only second to the flip in Riley Nelson's long hair. His flowing locks.
For those of you that are maybe newer, you told Riley Nelson when he was a quarterback that he should go to the locker room, take off his jersey, and walk out and never come back.
No. No, that's not what I did. I said that if Riley Nelson wanted to do what was right for the team, he should go into the locker room, take off his pads, and hide them to prevent the coaches from putting him back in the game. That's what I said.
Okay. All right. Well, that's actually worse.
It was terrible. It was a terrible thing to say, and it was flat out wrong. Riley Nelson was one of the best things about those teams when he played.
I mean, he gave the ref a high five.
Gave a ref the high five. He stepped in and filled in a leadership gap that team was missing.
Yep.
This is a guy that gave a lot, sacrificed a lot for the program at a time when there wasn't somebody else to fill in that gap.
Well, you know, I have not listened to him on radio yet. I don't know if he's any good. I imagine he's good.
I imagine that he is, that he's got good insights and he's willing to say things. So I imagine he's good.
All right. The next one on honorable mention is listening to the show on fast and slow speed. Speeds.
Slow Speeds is way funnier.
Slow Speeds is way funnier. It sounds like we're drunk off our keisters.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Adam's dislike, dare I say hatred, of San Diego State and Stanford. You can say hatred. That's an accurate description.
Hey, there's no dare required.
And where's Cal on that list?
Yeah, I would have said all California schools. That's or almost true. All
no,
California
no, we talked
schools.
About this. I don't hate all of California schools. I don't hate USC. I don't like USC. I don't hate UCLA. I don't like UCLA. I don't hate St. Mary's.
How can you not hate St. Mary's?
I don't hate St. Mary's. I don't hate San Francisco.
I don't like
the university or the city. I like San Diego, just not San Diego State.
San Diego's a great town.
Fresno State, I got nothing against Fresno State. UC Irvine, love them.
Now you're just naming schools in California that you have no association with, yeah, so there's right. No reason to hate them.
All right, and the last honorable mention is uncanny knowledge of multiple rated R movies. Listen, guys, I watch a lot of movies, okay? And some of them may carry a rating that some of you don't watch the movies of.
Some of you may or may not be comfortable with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I like movies, and some of my favorite movies happen to have that rating.
Not that you've seen some of your favorite movies.
Correct. They're my favorite movies in theory, like right. The Matrix.
Like you saw the trailers, and you've correct. Read synopses.
Yes.
Yes.
The John yes. Wick movies are a modern example. They look like they'd be very good and entertaining to me.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Shawshank.
It looks like Keanu Reeves does a great job in there.
Last of the Mohicans?
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. Yeah. I would have
Save
no
Private
idea.
Ryan.
Alien? Aliens?
Nope.
Don't know. Never seen
Is it Sicario or Sicaro?
Sicario.
Yeah, yeah, don't know.
Don't know. Don't know. We didn't see that together.
We didn't see it together in Kansas City the night before the BYU game.
Nope. That is just not true. All right. Here is their top 10, Matt. Their top 10 moments from the podcast.
All right.
If this is kind of self-indulgent or whatever, but it's the 400th
episode. Oh, it's 100% self-indulgent, but this is hilarious. This was so fun. I had so much fun reading this list earlier. I laughed out loud.
I've been smiling. That's why I was like a blubbering idiot when I started the podcast, is because I was so excited to get to this list.
Listen, this entire show is self-indulgent.
Yeah, the entire concept is self-indulgent.
Yeah, so roll on. Let's go.
All right, let's roll. All right, number 10. Assigning players ward callings.
I had forgotten about this gag.
So did I.
And it was hilarious.
It was a good one. It was a good one. Do you want to do it with the basketball team quickly right now?
Yes. Yes, right. I do.
So was it originally basketball or football?
I think it was you could pick somebody from any BYU team.
Yeah, I think
I'd have
right.
to go back. I'd have to go back. I think we were.
Because TJ Haas, Ward Clark, right? That's
100%. 100% Ward Clark.
Yoli Childs, young men's president. That's not a thing anymore, but.
Yep.
The
colleague Coulson. Formerly known as young men's president.
Counselor in the bishopric.
For sure. Probably the second counselor.
Zach's,
well, I guess that used to be the one with the youth, but I don't know that it is anymore.
Zach Selyus.
Ward employment specialist.
You froze, man. You froze.
Oh,
on
like
that
a
one.
Deer in the headlights.
I was gonna say ward choir director.
Yes.
Okay. Who else do we want to do on that team? Let's see here. Barcelo.
Elders Quorum president. Just look at the guy.
Yeah, totally. Colby Lee.
I mean, oh, man. Can I have him coach the young men's basketball team?
Yeah, totally you can. Connor Harding.
He's the tallest guy in the ward, right?
Yeah. Connor Harding. Sunday school president.
Yes.
All right. All right. Number nine.
The gimme there was TJ Haas. All right, number nine.
Number nine. Boston Batman, and in parentheses, the British accent shows.
So, a quick story about the British accent shows. So, a couple years ago when I was living in Louisiana, Darwin Lyons, who's contributed to the Tweetbag, friend of the podcast, Darwin, he and I worked together. And so, we're sitting, but he was in a different state. But he's visiting, and he points out to our boss that I do the podcast. So right. My boss is like, you do a podcast? How did I not know this? So the boss pulls up the podcast and hits play. And what show happens to have been the show we did that week? It was the one we did entirely in bad British accents. So here's my boss. He's like, what in the world is this? He's like, you do this every week? And I'm like, well, it's not the British accents every week.
He's like, your British accent,
this doesn't even sound like a good British accent. I'm like,
sometimes
well,
it's kind of just Spain.
A thing we're doing that week. He's like, we're gonna make the whole team listen to this.
Sometimes
like, oh, this
we're
is
from
great.
Russia.
This is great.
Yeah. So Boston Batman, for those that haven't heard it, I don't remember when I first did it, to be honest.
And it was an accident the first time you did it.
Was it an accident?
Mm-hmm. I think you started doing it and then you did the whole like, oh, this would be funny with a Boston accent.
Yeah.
And then you took it there.
Because, you know, the Boston. So there's the line I love from Batman Begins with the Christian Bale Batman is when the guy's like, you know, don't hurt me, I swear to God. Swear to me! Right? That's what, like, my favorite line. One of my favorite lines in that Batman voice. So I think, if I remember right, it was, swear to me! Right?
Swear to me!
And then I did, not a whole episode, but I did a whole segment in Boston Batman. Right?
Yeah. Oh, you did.
All right. So let's move on to number eight.
All right.
Are you ready? Adam explaining how the answering machine game works. Nah, that wasn't as good.
No, that wasn't the right string of words to do it.
The right
but yeah, you, and you're just as bad at explaining how the answering machine game works. How long have we been doing the answering machine game?
Oh, I looked back.
The first games we came up with.
The first reference I can find is about 6 years ago.
And you still can't explain it right.
I explain it right. I explained it right once. Don't exaggerate, Matt. Of the dozens of times we've done it, I've explained it right one time. And remember, you were like so stunned we couldn't even start the game.
Actually, I do remember that.
You didn't know what to do because it was weird. All right, number seven.
It is number seven.
Matt's undying devotion to the '96 BYU football team. Matt, take it away.
BYU football team just happens to be the greatest BYU football team of all time. So I don't know why this is such a shock to everybody that it is my favorite team that I discuss at every turn.
Yeah, not 1981, not 1984, 1996. Best BYU
but also,
football team of all time.
The 1996 BYU football team was also the first BYU football team I saw play in person. So the first BYU football game I went to in person was Texas A&M.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And that really cemented my love for BYU football. And then my senior year in high school, maybe I'm giving away dates here of how old I am, I watched the highlight video for that 96 season at least once a week as I got ready for my own game.
Yeah, my first game was 1985. So.
Yeah, see, I was at such the lower end of the kids scale in our family that I never rated BYU football tickets as a child.
But we moved in 87.
When I was still pretty when we moved.
Yeah, so that's really the key is we had BYU season tickets. And then you would have gone to games before 96 if we had stayed in Utah. But we didn't.
Oh.
All right.
And BYU didn't travel like they do now.
No. All right, here we go. Number six. Adam struggling to say the word "wivalry."
Yes, he said it that way. Yes,
I'm like Elmer Fudd.
Wivalry week. It's
wivalry week. Yeah, it's fantastic. That's a good one. All right, number five. Dr. Pepper versus Mountain Dew.
The answer here is clear.
It's Dr. Pepper.
And now they have Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, and I'm not sure what the difference is between that and Diet Mountain Dew, but I want some. One. Yeah, it just came out. You didn't watch the Super Bowl?
It's the same thing. Like,
I don't know that yet.
Zero versus Diet Coke. Guys, it's the same stuff.
No, but Diet Coke and Coke Zero don't taste the same.
That's true. They do taste different. And they're both the
same. I'm going to have to try this Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Now I'm going to have to try it.
Mountain Dew is okay. Dr. Pepper is the nectar of the gods.
I feel like that's hyperbole.
No, it's not hyperbole. When we get to heaven, there's a lot
of people that wonder if you can even drink either of those drinks in heaven.
Why wouldn't you be able to drink Dr. Pepper in heaven?
Watching your R-rated movies.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be R-rated movies in heaven. They'll be edited like they used to have at the theater.
The Varsity Theater.
At the Varsity Theater at BYU. When they were illegally editing R-rated movies back in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, I loved working at Zuka Juice outside that Varsity Theater on Friday nights. Awesome.
Yeah, it was good. Dr. Pepper's way better. All right, number four. The hot dog sandwich debate. Are you also doing a drum roll on your end?
Selectively. I'm doing it like every terrible. Two or three one of them because it's going to sound weird.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's part of my
schedule. Hot dogs are not a sandwich. I thought we...
The debate lives on. I see the debate lives on.
It doesn't live on. We definitively answered this question.
I don't believe that that's the case.
And the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg goes on one side actually, to me, hurts your case.
Seeing as that she is from the highest court in the land?
Yeah.
I don't understand how that hurts my case.
I'm pretty sure that 85% of our listenership disagrees with every judicial decision she's ever made.
Doesn't make them any less binding.
Well, yeah, but she's been in the minority a bunch. Never mind. All right. Here we go. Number three. Zero to Detmer scale. Or is it the zero to McMahon scale?
And it didn't start out as the zero scale.
No, it started as the... Riley, the Nelson to Detmer scale.
We're terrible people.
We're not terrible people. You're a terrible person. I'm a decent guy.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah. And it should
be. But is it Detmer or is it McMahon?
It's McMahon. I don't even remember what side of that
argument I'm on anymore.
It's either, right? You can't lose picking between McMahon and Detmer, right? You can't lose. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, number two. This next one might be my number one, but.
All right, here we go. Bearcats.
It's like a bear and a cat made it.
Mated. That is what I said. You idiot.
Made it, which is kind of the same thing, but a little bit different, if you know what I mean. That's what you said.
I said mated.
When a bear and a cat love each other very much. No, you did not. Mated is like the scientific way of discussing it. What you said was, bow, chicka, bow, wow.
So for those of you that didn't listen back then, this was when BYU played Cincinnati a long time ago. What year was that?
It was like the first time we played them way back.
Yeah, so like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. It was pretty awesome.
What's a bearcat? This is before we knew what a binturong was.
That's right, and I've now seen one in a zoo and taken a picture with it.
Yep.
In the cage. It was weird. I got arrested.
And where do bear cats come from, Adam?
It's when a bear and a cat. I can't say it now. Mated. When they mate.
Sure.
All right. And Matt, you get to say this Chuck one Berry. For number
Turn
one.
Down the lights.
I'm going to do the turn down the lights, put on a little Barry White.
Just saying.
Or I guess now it would be John Legend, right? You wouldn't put on Barry White nowadays.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know what name I just said.
Yeah, I don't know what you said either. All right, you get to say number one. Here we go.
Hot Rock Bottom.
I don't know.
Hot Rock Bottom's pretty good.
I don't remember where that started, though. Hot Rock Bottom.
One of us tried to say Rock Bottom. Somehow it came out hot rock bottom, and then it just came
that
apart from there.
That has to be you.
I don't remember. I remember I'm the one who was like, I'm the one who turned it into a disease that requires medical treatment. But I don't know where that started.
One that wasn't on here is the fact that I think people, it has improved over time, but we used to get quite a few questions. This was one of my favorite, when people couldn't tell who was talking.
Yes. Yes. Well, last week Matt said blah, blah. Matt didn't say that thing.
There was one time.
That was far too intelligent.
There was one time, I forget who the listener was. I don't think they listen anymore, where they basically ragged on you in this email. Do you remember this? And it was an episode you weren't on.
Yes.
And Matt's such an idiot. Here's what he was saying in the interview with whoever it was. And we both,
and those of you who remember, I never did interviews. Adam did all the interviews.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like, and when we corrected him on the show, he then argued with me in another email that he was 100% certain it was you. I don't think he listens anymore. We haven't heard from him in a long time. So, he was the one that hated the show but listened all the time. That was always fun.
And if you're out there and you still listen, guess what? You're still wrong. You have officially hit hot rock bottom.
Well, that's episode 400. I hope you enjoyed it. Matt, did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. It lived up to all my hopes and dreams. It was everything I wanted it to be and more.
Yeah, and maybe it was PG-13 today. I mean, you just talked about, you know, you just used bone chicken. Bow, bow.
I'm not the one who said it.
You used that music. You just did it.
You're the one who introduced the topic.
No, today Gary introduced and friends introduced the topic. You know,
don't blame this on Gary. Don't blame this on
Gary. I'll blame it on the Ashes.
We all know what you said. We all know what you said.
We clearly all know what I said. Very scientific.
Sure do. Sure do.
All right. So I don't know if we're going to be on next week or not, or if we're going to skip another week because I am traveling for work. So I don't know. We'll let you guys know. But thank you guys.
We'll keep you in suspense.
We'll keep you in suspense. Thank you guys seriously for all the tweet bag questions and quite frankly for all the support. This show does not exist if we weren't getting this interaction that we get with the listeners. We would have stopped, I think. Matt, is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, that's a fair thing to say. Absolutely. And this is what makes it fun for us to do is we've had entire shows like tonight that are based completely off of listener contribution, and it just makes it's so much more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's way more fun. What am I? A 14-year-old girl?
You're ruining the moment.
Yeah, I'm ruining the moment as usual. That's pretty typical. And if you go back and listen to the first, which you can't find on the internet right now, unfortunately, I have the audio files. But if you listen to the first 20 episodes or so, it does not sound like today.
No, awkward.
It is not. It was amazing.
We're so awkward.
And then
we were actually afraid
listening.
To admit what movies we had seen.
Yeah, yeah. And we remember it was us in Cougar Center, right, with Mitch Harper and Bean Mace. And we were basically the only two games in town, only two shows in town. And
it was us and like 6,000 BYU sports blogs.
Yeah, yeah, and 6,000 BYU. And we had a BYU sports blog.
We did. We were on multiple BYU sports blogs.
And so it's been a fun ride, and we're not quitting anytime soon. Well,
not this week anyway.
Not this
so
week.
Episode 401 sounds like it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, 401 is a lock. 402? We'll have to see. We'll have to see. Plus, this basketball season is too much fun. We got to keep going. Especially if they make the tourney. So,
agreed.
Matt, anything else you'd like to say to the listeners on our way out?
I think they've all heard enough.
What if I did Boston Batman in the car commercial? Would that have been?
Oh.
That would have been the time to do it, right?
Yeah, totally, that was you. That's a miss. That's a miss.
I totally messed up. I parked it, and then I unparked it. No, that's not good.
That's not the right line. It's got to be like the you can't park the car there.
Yeah, that's right. That's the line that it needed to be.
Yeah, right. or when she yells at Big Poppy, like, he's got Smart Park.
he's got Smart Park.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for downloading and listening. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, and maybe they'll enjoy the next 400 episodes as much as you've enjoyed the first 400 episodes. And we will catch you next time.
Go Cougars.
That's not a recording.
It's not. And the first time I did it, you remember? You were like, what was that? On the end of the first episode, I'm like, I'm going to do that every time. And you're like, why didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, we should have. I still am wondering why we didn't talk about it.
Well, and I'm still going to do it.